shake your hand.
Then if you have a prayer, just what you want to say.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your blessings of coming together for a second time this day, Lord, that we were blessed to come together the first time and the double portion upon us coming together this afternoon, Lord, for those who chose to remain to seek you, Lord. As we heard this morning, Lord, of chasing after you, seeking you with a desperation, Lord, that it is not of ourselves, it can only come from you, Lord. And I thank you that you have given us that desperation, Lord, that you are a serious God and you are serious about us and everything you say, and that we need to be serious about you, Lord, and what you would have for us if we are to receive what you have prepared for us, Lord. We need to seek it. We need to chase it. We need to be determined that nothing will sidetrack us from seeking you above all else, Lord. And I thank you so much, Lord. I thank you in Jesus' mighty name that you have done all this for us. It is not of ourselves. It is of you, of your kingdom. And anything done in regard to your kingdom is done by you, Almighty God. And I thank you. And I thank you, loving Father God, the blessings you have for us this afternoon, the blessings we have come to receive, to give you thanks for, and coming around the communion table in remembrance of Christ Jesus. Oh, praise you and thank you, the glorious divine provision in Christ Jesus, whom you sent. I thank you, Father. I thank you for your blessings over this service this afternoon, over each and every one of us. We have, and I so understand more and more, to give the Lord thanks in all things, and all things indeed, Lord, because you are there blessing us with your best in every situation. And I thank you. We are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Keith. But you know, what was spoken this morning is that people, as Howard was saying, that you can talk to them about many things, but when you come to mention God, things of the Lord, suddenly they get a blank look, or they don't want to enter in. But all you folks have, you're here to enter in. The Lord knows that. The Lord will bless you for it. So it's not what we have done, it's what the Lord's doing for us. If we just show an interest, he's there right with us. Shall we stand to our feet and sing number 99, Standing Somewhere in the Shadows, You'll Find Jesus. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one who always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find. I shall know him, I shall know him, as redeemed by his blood, I shall stand, I shall know. By the prints of the nails in his hand, standing somewhere in the shadow, you'll find Jesus. He's the one who always cares. Standing somewhere in shall know him. I shall know him as redeemed by his side. I shall stand. I shall know. I can hardly just sing that, you know. I'm just thinking about it. What the Lord did for us. And if he showed you his hands, that he gave his life for you. He was there to be counted for us when it meant so much. And there's nothing that can replace the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing. Let's sing number 92. Hear the Lord of the harvest. Sweetly calling, speak my Lord, speak my Lord.
Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me today? Who will bring to me the lost and dying? The narrow way. Speak my Lord, speak my Lord, speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak my Lord, speak my Lord, speak and I will answer. Lord, send me when the call of fire comes the prophet, making him as pure as pure can be. When the voice of God's in room, then he answered, here am I, send me. Speak my Lord, speak my Lord, speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord. Speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak and I will answer. Lord, send me. Soon the time for reaping will be over. Soon we'll gather for the harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed child. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak and I will answer. Lord, send me.
Amen. You know, that's what the Lord uses you to speak for him. That's the way he does it. And we really don't want to be slack in that. It can be embarrassing. It can be you think you don't know what to say or do. But it didn't say that. It says, speak, my Lord. and you're saying through me. And he will only bring you to somebody that will receive it or be realize that they need to do something about it. They can turn away from you thinking that you haven't made any progress. And then days later, weeks later, they think about what was spoken. And when we get to glory, you may meet those folks. Okay, let's sing Sweep Over My Soul, number 79, and then we'll see if there's any testimonies, if anybody would like to share.
Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at your feet, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. Let it be, Lord. Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at your feet, sweet spirit, sweep over.
Be seated, and if anybody has a testimony they'd like to share, indicate for Paul. Thank you, Sister Diane.
I just thank the Lord, particularly over the last few months, and that I've probably had quite a bit of reason to be up and down, but it hasn't been like that. I've just felt a joy coming from in and I within, and I think I actually understand now too what Howard says sometimes when he says he could feel people praying. I know that God has lifted me up. I haven't been down. I've been feeling on top of the world. I've been singing and rejoicing, and I just praise God because his joy is my strength, and I've had his joy within me. And I thank any of you that have been praying for me, because I just know that God has undertaken. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It's very good, Diane. And it's good to know that you recognize it. A lot of people would get that feeling better, understanding, but not knowing where it's coming from. It's knowing the Lord and him doing it for you. And so we want to do something for him is to tell others. We'd never be happy until we're telling somebody. I know that. I know it. Difficult? Sure. Knowing where you're going. But the Lord's doing it, not me. It's the Lord. Any other, Pauline?
Just a couple of little things. Firstly, I give thanks to the Lord. I went forward for prayer because I've been having a lot of trouble with my shoulder. It's been going on for probably over a year now. I had a cortisone injection and that worked for a little while, but after the prayer, my shoulder has just been going from strength to strength. Still a little way to go, but I know that the healing is complete because Calvary did it for me, Jesus did it for me, and I give him the praise and the glory for total deliverance of this pain in my shoulder and whatever was going on. He has healed me. The other thing is, Paul and I were in town the other day, and Paul said, oh, shall we have a coffee on our way? And I said, oh, we'll go here. And I said, oh, no, we'll have one at home. No, we'll go. So we ended up going and sitting in the coffee shop, and there's only Paul and I in there and the person serving us, and the Lord opened the way, and I thank God I was able to really speak to this person about the Lord and the coming of the Lord being at hand, about the days of Noah, that God closed the door and that the coming is close. I just thank the Lord that he opened the way. I don't know this person, but God does, and I pray that, you know, his word won't go void, so return unto him void. So thank the Lord.
Thank you. Just what I was saying. Exactly. Just be ready, and the Lord will use you at any time. When you're not ready, he'll use you. Yeah. That's the way the Lord does it. Is someone else here? June, Sister June.
This is not kind of a testimony, and it's sort of just personal really for me, but I thought I'd say it anyway. I was talking to Barbara before, and I was saying how that there are so many things you'd like to do, and you feel, well, I didn't say all of this, but you feel overwhelmed with your work and whatnot. And I said, I feel like I was, last night I was talking to the Lord about it, as I'd talk to him about this from time to time. And I said, Lord, I feel like a little boy that's playing by the sea, and he's digging a hole and he's building a fort. Yes, he's got all the water out of that hole, and then another wave comes and he's back to where he was. I said, Lord, I feel like that little boy. And all of a sudden this thought came, how would that little boy overcome that? Go to higher ground. And I said, well, thank you, Lord, I want to do that. I want to go to higher ground. So I just thank the Lord that he speaks to us.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right. Keep on praising God. He'll use you. Oh, Sister Maria.
Yes, glory to God. I'd just like to say that I've been healed, I've been freed, and I've been delivered. And it is in his presence that I find the joy of receiving his word, and it just brings the joy. His word is living, and every song we sing is living, and for the goodness of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you.
That's good. Good to give thanks. Any others? Sister, two here. Come back to you. Oh, no, this one here.
I truly like to thank the Lord. I listen to Charles Stanley on Sunday mornings when before I come to church. Now, I know he's a Trinitarian, but I just spit those pips out. I am very blessed by his messages. And listening to it this morning, he just spoke something that affected me. And I said, Lord, I am wrong. And please, I've told you before I'm wrong in this. Please help me. And it troubled me for a while, so I don't normally do this. I've got a promise box, and I don't normally go to that, but I did this morning, and it was just Joshua 3, it says, as I was with you, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I said, thank you, Lord. I was just so happy. It gave me such a lift. That doesn't alter the fact that what I did was wrong. I knew it was wrong, but I have been telling the Lord about that, and he knew I had, and I thank him for that encouragement. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Brother Peter.
Thank you for that word, June. That was good. Go to higher ground. But my testimony this week is that since last week we met together for testimony time, I've been to hospital. I've had operations on my skin. And my skin is all over the place at the moment. But I'm trusting the Lord for it. yeah, that's about how I am at the moment. Just trusting. Amen.
Amen. Any others? Okay. Thanks. Praise God. Okay, let's have one more and then Brother Howard will come. We'll stand as we sing number 60, I'm Following Jesus. One step at a time, I live for the moment in his love divine.
I'm following Jesus. One step at I live for the moment in his love divine. Why think of tomorrow? Just live for today. I'm following. are all gone. Praise be to God. We've just got to follow him every step of the way. And while we're standing, can we turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 24, verse 12, just for a few moments before we come to the communion table. Thank you, Lord. Which says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many..." That's awful reading. Didn't say a few. "The love of many for the Lord will wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end," and that's close, "the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Romans chapter 1 verse 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." May God bless the reading of his word. Shall we just pray? Jesus, we come to thee. We're just thankful that we have you in this last hour, Lord. World's desperate, Lord. Jumping at everything they can find. But we rest in the Lord, casting all our care upon him, for he careth for us. Lord, may you bless us for a few moments, Lord, around your word as we come to the table of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to speak about this gospel of the kingdom. I'm so glad we've got the gospel, really. We haven't got some ideas, we've got the gospel straight from the scriptures. And it's really important to refocus concerning this gospel because, you know, like I said, the love of many shall wax cold in the last days. We don't want to wax cold. It's amazing to see how men everywhere have moved away from the original commission of the Word of God. We do not just want to think of others and other churches and other persuasions. We want to think about ourselves for a few moments. That we need to examine our own hearts and the hearts from God's point of view. A lot of water has gone under the bridge. Who agrees? Wow. Didn't know there was going to be so much water. But we've got somebody watching the water. That is the water of life. And Jesus gave us a clear direction. And this is what he said in Mark 16:15. "And he said unto them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." That is a very powerful statement. Like I was thinking about that man today coming to church. I wonder if he knows the Lord. I couldn't speak to him because he was in our car and he was walking down the street. But I thought about him. God will be merciful to him. And he's missing out nobody, but to include the whole creation. Don't think that it's just for this group or that country. It's for everybody. So who does the gospel belong to? This gospel belongs to the kingdom of God. It does not belong to a preacher. It does not belong to a certain church or some persuasion. It does not belong exclusively
to some other group. It was given to the entire world as the only hope of salvation. The only hope for people to be saved is through the gospel. To every nation, kindred, and tongue, as Jesus said in verse 14. Let's read that. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So if we get out there and preach, the more we can tell, the quicker the coming of the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? I love this positive statement. This gospel shall be preached unto all nations. It shall be, not, oh, I hope so. It shall be preached to all nations. So may God help us to understand these things. And something to think about, the end won't come until this happens. So let's keep that in mind also. How is it most churches claim their gospel for themselves and their members? It's for them. Even in this day we live, it is often understood that we are the ones. We are the ones. That might be so. But God's got people everywhere. I was thinking about it today, actually, about people. We don't even know half the people. We don't even know half the preachers. But God's got his people everywhere that really love the Lord. Who believes that? Amen. And some may be listening right now, wherever they are. So may God be mindful. And the rest, we want to make sure that they all have an opportunity. Most churches in some way or another claim exclusive rights to the kingdom. It's awful, isn't it, when you think about it? It is such a such a subtle and terrible thing when you think about it, that they claim it just for themselves. That it can even affect ourselves and not realize it. We've said in this day, gone the same way as all other churches, have we? Have we gone the same way? Sorry about this. I won't be like this next week. I'll make sure of that. Well, I see there's quite a few in the congregation battling with the pollen. It's that season. So may we believe, we may believe we have the truth, but what about our attitude with the truth of others? We should never ever take that attitude. We should resist putting up an invisible wall amongst the denominational churches. We must not do it. They are our brothers and our sisters, no matter who they are. Just keep it open. One day we'll say, wow, I'd never realized you guys are loving the Lord like I do. We're all brethren. And it's denominational barriers that separate the people. We may not agree with them in everything, but we love them just the same and not afraid to fellowship with them. Who feels that way? Say amen. Praise God. In Jesus' day, it was exactly the same. No different. The church kicked out the blind man that had just been healed by Jesus. And they said, thou wast altogether born in sin. And thou want to teach us? That's what the scribes and Pharisees said to the man who had just been healed. The Bible says they cast him out. The fact was, they were also altogether born in sin. We're all the same. We're all born in sin. And we all need a Saviour. And it's the same Lord. Amen. Who loves Jesus? Amen. Amen. So, Jesus went to fellowship in the temple with them. With all those that didn't even believe him, he went and fellowshiped anyway. Who wants to do that? This is going to become reality in days to come, I'm telling you, when you realize how precious fellowship is. With not just us, but with all the saints that love the Lord. I'm not talking about compromising on beliefs. You don't have to. But we have one common denominator. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he was happy to be among sinners, like the woman at the well. Even in Simon's house, he allowed a prostitute to wash his feet. And there was Simon the priest saying, well, if he was a true prophet, he would know who's washing his feet. He did. And he knew what he was thinking. He did, it's such ignorance, isn't it? He didn't even realize that Jesus knew exactly what he was thinking. And with tears of repentance, her sins were forgiven her. Had no class distinction. Jesus said this, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Who's glad of that? That's all your family, all your friends. They can all be saved, Sister Maria. All your family. All those lovely daughters and mukapunas you have. The God can help each one of them. Praise God. But Simon the preacher, he was horrified for Jesus to associate with such people. In Luke 7:30, we read, now when the Pharisees which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, coming, I'm sure it's coming. Not there? I'll read it. This is Luke 7:39. When the Pharisees which had bidden him saw it, they spake within themselves, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, he would have known who that was, what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she was a sinner. In the parable, the great wedding supper, those that were invited to the wedding supper in the sky, never arrived. Isn't that something? They never actually got there. Not all of them, of course. They weren't worthy. We will never reach the highways and the byways. Jesus made it extremely clear when he said in John 7:37, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Who's thirsty this afternoon? Amen. I am thirsty for the Lord. I really am. I want more of Jesus. Who wants more of him? Amen. I'm not happy just to come to church and have a service. I want more of Christ. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. That means partake of the Spirit. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That is a wonderful experience. I've experienced that many times. The anointing of God comes from the inside, up, wells up in here. It's wonderful. In John 12:46 we read, I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth in me, Jesus said, should not abide in darkness. There is no restrictions placed on that invitation. Just only believe in him. How often do we frustrate the grace of God, as Paul said? This gospel is free without limitations to all that thirst. Even the Old Testament foretold of this Holy Ghost experience. In Isaiah 55:1, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. We should never be afraid to proclaim this gospel. Never be afraid, brother and sister. Tomorrow, don't be afraid to proclaim it if a situation arises. The neighbor at the letterbox. Or wherever you meet somebody at work. As the Apostle Paul said in our first reading, Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We couldn't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the one that saved us. gave his life that you may have eternal life. How could you be ashamed of that? Brother and sister, we need an experience with God if we feel ashamed. Think about it. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. It's almost like people are ashamed to preach the gospel anymore. I mean, you go to these places, it's just entertainment. I'm sorry to say, but a lot of it's just entertainment. Very gifted singers and musicians, but it's entertainment. They preach everything else but the glorious power of the cross of Christ. But it's the only thing which can save the soul from a lost eternity. To give us a glorious inheritance in the kingdom of God with our Lord for eternity. Who's looking forward to that? Yes. That's what we're longing for. That's what we come to fellowship for, to get closer to that experience. May the Lord help us to be bold and not to shun to declare the gospel of our Lord. In Matthew 10, verse